Good day, Bermuda. This is your Inter-Island Communications News Brief brought to you by Bermuda Healthcare Services and the Brown Darrow Clinic. And I'm Maya Palacio. Hurricane Ernesto continues to approach. Saturday midday will have the strongest winds of the week, Category 2 hurricane. Here's the latest from Michelle Pitcher, the director of the Bermuda Weather Service.
As we've seen, the path of Hurricane Ernesto has been coming toward our area for several days now. And the latest information is that we can expect Hurricane Ernesto to pass us as a weak Category 2 hurricane Saturday around midday, that would be noon, about 31 nautical miles to our west. Now, ahead of this arrival, we can expect tropical storm force winds to arrive Friday evening, roughly around 6 to 7 p.m., but of course, weather is never precise, so please allow us an hour or two for those winds. We're going to expect the 50-knot winds to arrive probably around closer to 2 a.m. on Saturday, and then the hurricane force winds will be arriving just after dawn on Saturday around 8 or 9 a.m. We're going to be under Category 1 hurricane force winds, up to 70 knots sustained, for most of the daylight hours on Saturday. However, the latest model information does have those hurricane force winds decreasing around 5, maybe 6 p.m. Saturday evening. Those stronger winds are going to continue, though, through Saturday night. And right now we're anticipating just before dawn, we shall see the ending of the tropical storm force winds. However, we do need to be mindful that this forecast can continue to evolve. And one thing that we do need to note from the National Hurricane Center is that these tropical storm force winds might be prolonged into a few hours into Sunday morning. So please be safe and stay updated with all of the latest information on our website. We're also adding additional information on our Facebook page as well. Our website is www.weather.bm.
The Minister of National Security laid out some important information as well as closures that the community needs to know.
Here are the key decisions from today's meeting. The causeway. The causeway will be closed at 10 p.m. on Friday and all day on Saturday. The Ministry of Public Works will assess the structure on Sunday, and we will look to reopen it once it is deemed safe to do so. I strongly urge everyone to be off our roads by 7 p.m. on Friday to ensure your safety. In addition, the section of South Road in Smith's Parish between Watchill Park and Johnston Bay will be closed on Friday at 10 a.m. We ask for your cooperation in avoiding these areas and staying off the roads during the storm. Public transportation will also be affected. Bus services for all routes will be suspended from 8 p.m. on Friday. With the last bus running at 7 p.m., there will be no bus services on Saturday. Additionally, there will be no ferry services on Friday, with the last ferry departing at 4 p.m. today. Updates on the resumption of ferry services will be provided when weather conditions allow. Government offices will close at 4 p.m. on Friday. The emergency shelter at Cedar Bridge Academy will open from 6 p.m. on Friday and will remain open until conditions allow for safe closure. The Liam Fogo Urgent Care Center in St. David's will be operational from 8 p.m. on Friday and will close once the causeway is reopened. Ambulance services across the island will continue to operate as normal throughout the storm.
And that's your Inter-Island Communications News Brief. It's brought to you by Bermuda Healthcare Services and the Brown Darrow Clinic. I'm Maya Palacio. Please drive safely, Bermuda, and be safe throughout the hurricane.